From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Authorities in southern Florida have charged Nicholas Cruz with 17 counts of premeditated murder in connection with the latest mass shooting at a U.S. high school. In a court appearance, he was ordered held without bond. U.S. President Donald Trump pledged the government's support.
To every parent, teacher, and child who is hurting so badly, we are here for you, whatever you need, whatever we can do to ease your pain.
Trump said he would soon meet with officials from across the country to tackle the difficult issue of mental health in preventing mass killings. He said he would make it our top priority. South Africa's new president-elect, Cyril Ramaphosa, said on Thursday he will try very hard not to disappoint the people of South Africa.
And I'll seek to execute that task with humility, with faithfulness, and with dignity as well. That is what I will seek to do.
Ramaphosa replaces former leader Jacob Zuma, who resigned late on Wednesday following years of corruption scandals that hurt the ruling party. Ethiopia's prime minister announced Thursday he has submitted a resignation letter after the worst anti-government protests in a quarter century, saying he hoped the surprise decision would help planned reforms succeed and create a lasting peace. This is VOA News. The most likely chance for sweeping immigration reform this year was defeated. In the U.S. Senate, a divided Senate body rejected the bipartisan plan Thursday to help young Dreamer immigrants and parcel out money for the wall that President Donald Trump wants with Mexico. The vote came after the White House threatened to veto the measure and underscored that the issue, a hot button for both parties, remained as intractable as it has been for years. The vote was 54-45 in favor, but that falls short of the 60 needed for approval. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking before the vote.
President Trump rejects another bipartisan compromise. There is no question the American people will blame President Trump and no one else for the failure to protect Dreamers.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the administration is working to ensure Lebanon's southern borders remain calm amid tension with Israel over gas drilling rights.
We remain committed to helping Lebanon and the Lebanese people prosper through the development of their natural resources in agreement with all of their neighbors.
Israel has recently escalated its threats over Lebanon's invitation for offshore gas exploration bids along the country's maritime border, claiming that Lebanon will be drilling in areas owned by Israel. Lebanese officials deny the Israeli statements. A new United Nations report released Thursday says the number of civilians killed and wounded in Afghanistan declined last year, but the number of deaths from airstrike was on the rise. Tadamichi Yamamoto, the United Nations Special Representative of the Secretary General for Afghanistan, said the figures in the report crushed hope for the future.
When we document these appalling civilian casualty figures, it hurts. Because it counters the best interest of this country.
The report says the total number of civilian casualties decreased by 9% in 2017 compared to last year. American Michaela Schifrin finally won her Olympic debut on day 6 of the Winter Games, speeding to gold in the women's giant slalom after several days of weather delays. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.